Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Happy Sunday and welcome to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, here we are, friends. Middle of July. The year is more than half over. It is racing by again. Each year seems to go by faster and faster. And how many of you out there told yourself, you know what, this is the year that we're going to invest in real estate, we're going to create some passive income, and you haven't done it yet? It's the same story every year. In fact, when you talk to members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and when even folks that aren't members of Lifestyles Unlimited, just real estate investors in general, and you ask them that one question, you say, well, if you could do something different, what would it be? And I'm telling you, to a person, every one of them says, I wish I'd started sooner. So, my friends, if you're listening to me now and you have not taken the steps to invest in real estate, to create passive income, to create peace of mind, to begin on a path to set yourself free, if you're listening and you haven't, now's the time. There is no better time than the present. Virus, no virus, I'm telling you, now's the time. Let's talk about peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. My friends, that is what the human condition strives for. Ever since human beings stood up and had a conscious thought many millennia ago, they were striving for peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. I mean, that's stated in different ways, in different cultures, in different languages, throughout time and throughout history. Some may call it religion. Some may call it this or that or Zen or what have you, but it's all peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. That's what I want. That's what you want. If you've succeeded in one or more of these and you're content with those areas, then you can focus on the other parts of peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. It's different for everybody, and some are further along than others. And we can take something simple like health. That means different things to different people. To some people, it may say, I want to lose 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, what have you. And for other people, health may be, well, I want to run a half marathon this year, or I want to bench press 300 pounds, or I want to do yoga 3 times a week, or I want to be 60 years old and wake up every morning and walk 2 miles without being in pain or being encumbered, right? So health is different. Wealth is different for different people. Wealth allows us financial freedom. Happiness allows us contentment. Joy means our lives have something to it, right? There's something in our life that brings us joy, and love's the ultimate bond. Peace means we are living without stress or pressure. We're at the beck and call of another. And look, without health, it makes all the other categories much more difficult to achieve. Not impossible. Peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. You thought you were listening to a real estate and investment show? Well, you are. But ultimately, we want the same thing. We want peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. So why am I talking about that instead of real estate? Well, my friends, real estate, cash flowing real estate, is nothing more than the vehicle to get us there, right? We found real estate's the most effective way to achieve wealth. And once we have wealth, that frees us to focus on the other aspects. Let me break it down, I guess, a little more simply. Imagine a high school kid, right? They're in school and they've got an A in algebra, a C in history, a B in Spanish, a D in chemistry, and an A in English, right? So where does this person need to focus their efforts and their energies? Well, obviously, it's in the classes with the lower grades, right? The chemistry and the history, they're not doing so good in. They're okay in the algebra and the second language, right? So it's the same way for us. Our thought is if we conquer the wealth portion, look, this is the 21st century United States of America capitalistic society, all right? Again, if you look at cultures throughout time and throughout history, wealth was different for different people. But for us, wealth is really, it's freedom ticket, so to speak. It's freedom opportunity, okay? And our belief is once we achieve financial freedom, then we have the ability to put time and effort into the other peace, love, joy, health, and happiness, right? The other five legs of the wheel, so to speak. We always tell you, hey, it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle. We create the passive income so that we can then focus on the peace, love, joy, health, and happiness. So wealth, my friends, is the ticket to admission, the way to begin to focus on these other aspects of your life. Look, wealth by itself is not going to make you happy, okay? But it will darn sure allow you to buy back your time. It will allow you to buy your freedom. It will allow you to buy peace of mind without the worry of whether or not you can provide for yourself, your family, those close to you, and most important, wealth is there to provide for your future, right? If you've got anxiety because you're not sure how your future is, I guarantee it's most likely either health or financial based, right? Well, we're here to help you with that financial piece. Real estate is our vehicle. Peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness are the very top of a precarious mountain. Are you going to walk up there? The conventional wisdom plan take you 40 or 50 years if you make it at all. And by the time you get there, your body is broken, you're tired, and you can't even relish your peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness? No. You want to race to the top, my friends. You want to be in a Jeep Rubicon. That is cash-producing real estate. My name is Mike Harrison. When we come back, we're going to get into six steps to start you on that path of financial freedom. We'll be right back in a moment with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call our show this morning, our number is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Or feel free to shoot me an email. I do very much enjoy getting emails from our listeners. My email is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. So in between the segments there, I don't know what advertising you're listening to, but I heard the segment where Del Walmsley's talking about how the age migration keeps getting greater for retirement, right? That 70's the new 64. And it keeps getting pushed out and pushed out and pushed out. The thought is why is that? Well, people tell you, well, people are healthier and they're living longer. And yeah, we're living longer. I don't know if we're healthier or not. We're definitely living longer, but I think it's 70's the new 64 because people are having to work longer. The conventional plan is not working. The conventional plan to put you in a place where you have achieved peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, it's not working, my friends. It is not working. And now, more than ever, the economy being shut down, people losing jobs, people who have jobs right now are still genuinely concerned or even afraid of the future. My friends, today's show is for you. The year is half over, and if you haven't started investing in real estate and creating passive income to essentially give you the ability to achieve peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, today's show is for you. Okay. I've got six starter steps that you'll need to go through. And these are the same six steps that I went through. But my friends, you can start today and you don't have to live in fear when the next crisis comes. Okay. And it will. This is not the last, the end all be all. There'll be something else. Okay. My real estate investment story started with the housing meltdown in 2008. Your story might as well start with the great pandemic of 2020 that we're living through right now. There's no need to live in fear at all. And it's essentially a very simple program. What we do, if we all want peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, and I gave you a program that you can conquer the wealth part, right, to where you have passive income coming in month in and month out, would you feel better about being able to achieve the other facets of that wheel? You would. So today's show, essentially six starter steps to financial freedom, and they're not what you think they are. A couple of these are just really mental steps. Step one is by far the hardest. Okay, but once you make it, it eases your ability to move forward. What is step one? My friend, step one is realization. Okay, realization, where you're looking in the mirror and you're having a come to Jesus meeting with yourself, and you're looking at your finances, you're looking at your future, you're looking at the stability of your family or being able to provide for others or eventually do what you want, when you want, where you want, how you want, with who you want. It's where you literally say, this isn't working. Now, what I don't want you to do is look in the mirror and go, well, if it wasn't for this crisis, I'd be just fine. Because that's an excuse, my friends. If this is one crisis, 2008 meltdown was another. There was the tech bubble. There was 9/11. Del Walmsley had Black Monday, actually on his birthday. I don't know if that's October 19th or October 20th, but there's going to be something else down the road, okay? So realization, this is where you realize, let's talk to you high net worth earners out there, you folks that are making $100,000, $200,000, or even $300,000 a year. Is that job sucking the life out of you to where you're having to choose between time or family or can't even choose, right? Maybe the choice has been made. If you're going to make that kind of money, the business owns you. Corporate America is like that. I lived in that world where I had to not be able to see my kids go to Little League practice or games or travel. So the realization step, this is where you admit there won't be $2, $3, $5, or $8 million in your 401k before the age of 70. Or it's where you say, I don't even have a 401k and I'm 40 years old. Guess what? 2/3 of America doesn't even have access to the 401k. And supposedly that's the essential vehicle of retirement in this conventional wisdom world. The plan, I think the plan's working for those that put it in place. That's just, there's the conspiracy theory in me. But this is where you admit you're not in control of your life. Your employer, your bills, your mortgage, your financial obligations are all controlling you. This is where you admit that something as horrifically ridiculous as an Asian flu has the ability to destroy you financially. You need to admit that to yourself, right? If this thing's hurting you, then you're not sheltered. You don't have enough passive income in your life. So, yeah, this is a hard step. It doesn't happen overnight. For me personally, the realization step was a solid 2-year step. And it was 2 years that went by in the blink of an eye. For me, it was a 2-year step before I finally said, you know what, this is insane. I need to take action. And I did buy a rent house at that time. This is way before Lifestyles Unlimited. I actually bought a rent house within my IRA. I paid all cash for it. And it was a start. I'm glad I did. It was not a disaster by any means. Real estate's very, very forgiving. I just wasn't very effective at it. But I had already gone through that realization step, which gave me the ability to step back and look at what I had done and say, am I effective? And there was something there. And so that's when I said, I need to learn how to do this, okay? But that realization step, for me, I wasn't looking for anything that you probably don't want. Here's my list. I wanted to retire when I was 60. I wanted to have a nice home. I wanted to provide for my children and potentially future grandchildren. I wanted to be able to help my parents financially if or when needed. I wanted to be able to spend time with my family, right? Time, that's the one thing that, many of us don't have because we're trying to create as much W-2 income as we can so that we can feed the 401k so that eventually we might get to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. I wanted to take a couple nice vacations a year, right? Ultimately, I want to do more than that now, but to travel once I retire, to not have to worry about finances, and to know that we have enough money set aside for the potential illness or injury or health care that's down the road. It's very, very expensive. That's all I wanted. But I was able to literally look in the mirror around 2008 and say, what I'm doing is not working. And so I realized it, and that led me to the second step. So we'll come back and we'll continue the six starter steps to financial freedom. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. All right, this morning I'm rolling through the six starter steps to financial freedom. Why? Because we all strive to achieve peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness in our life. And as real estate investors, we found that if you can conquer the wealth side of it, it's sure going to take that millstone off your back and free you up to focus on the peace, love, joy, health, and happiness portion, right? The completeness of your life. We're not end-all, be-all. We didn't wake up and just say, our whole life's about real estate. No, our whole life is just like yours. We want what you want, but we use real estate to create passive income to build wealth because it's such an effective vehicle to do just that in a very, very short amount of time. Okay. So these six steps, if you want to start and go down this road so that you can create passive income, well, you've got to go through these six steps. Everybody does. I did. Step one was realization. My friends, that's the toughest one. That's the one where you look in the mirror and go, I've got to make a change. And you're not too old to make a change. We have folks come to us of all ages, okay? People 50, 60, 70, even older, that at that point in their life, they say, wow, there is something to passive income. There is something to real estate investment. So don't think you're too old. Don't think you're too blank. Fill in the blank, right? Those are just excuses, okay? Those are absolute just excuses, and that has to be conquered in the step one realization. Step one is, am I going to make it where I want to be, when I want to be, how I want to be? Yes or no. Don't dig into the why. It's a yes or no. Okay. Step two, once you go through realization, and it's grueling, it's tough. You might have to look a spouse in the eye and go, look, everything I've told you for 30 years, this 401k business, this corporate America, this working till midnight or 2 a.m. sometimes, guess what, honey? It's not working, okay? Once you go through that, though, find a different map. Preferably find the right map, all right? So people will go through this step, and they'll start doing something different, and it's not necessarily effective. Let me provide some different maps that people literally get lost in. That's not a metaphor. They'll get lost in some of this stuff. And they might be on the wrong new path for decades, even though they realize the old path wasn't working. What does this look like? And this is not saying that someone should not go out and do any of these endeavors. And are people successful doing some of these? Absolutely they are. But the battlefield is laden with folks that weren't successful at these. But day trading, right? You see a lot of people that get frustrated in life and they go, I'm gonna day trade on the side or try day trading. Some are successful and many are not. House flipping. A lot of people do this. They love it. They're really good at it. It's a lot of fun to take a dog and make it look really nice. Again, that's nothing more than a second job, okay? You have to pay taxes on that income. Again, I'm not throwing darts at these people. I'm just saying there's a more effective map to create true passive income. And maybe there's house flippers out there that aren't trying to create passive income. They're just doing that to create income. That's perfectly fine. So second and third jobs, is that going to give you peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness working three jobs? I think not. Multi-level marketing schemes falls in here. Speculation. There's a lot of people that'll buy land and the hope is that it'll go up. Same as buying a stock. Maybe it goes up, maybe it doesn't. I know you're paying taxes on that land year in and year out. I know you're probably having to pay maintenance and maybe some other fees. We're not speculators, okay? So those are examples of folks that may have left the conventional world, realized it wasn't working, and tried a different map. I'll tell you this for us, the right map must literally lead you to financial freedom. Okay, in our investments, rule two is that investment must cash flow. If you're going to put money into it, it needs to pay you back, monthly or quarterly, either one or both. It needs to cash flow. It's truly not an investment if it doesn't cash flow. Okay, so step one, realization. Step two, finding the right map. You want to conquer step one and two, go through the realization, which you may have done that and you're listening to this show. Don't listen another 2 years like I did. Go straight to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. I went to a workshop physically. I went up the stairs. I went to the office in Dallas, walked in the building, walked up the stairs, went into the Lifestyles office. Again, my friends, I wish I had done it so much sooner. But we've got three more workshops coming up, July 15th, July 18th, and July 21st. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's interactive. Check us out, right? Check us out. Come see what we do. Maybe you like it. Maybe you don't, but at least you can go through this realization process and then this step two of finding the right map. Maybe our map isn't for you. I'll tell you, our map does work. It absolutely works. While we're on that note, financialfreedomlivestream.com. If you would like to join Lifestyles Unlimited and see what we've been doing for 30 years to create passive income, to create financial freedom, and to set people free, so that they can focus on the other endeavors of peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. My friends, our membership price is only $197 for 1 year, for the first year. It wasn't that low when I joined. And the price I paid for what I learned, I would have gladly paid much, much more than that. Okay, so let's continue on these six starter steps. Step one's the hardest. Step two, find a different map. I'd prefer you find the right map, but you got to find something different. Step three, education. This one's the most important, because if you're going to do something different than you've been doing your whole life, you need to do it effectively. You need to do it well. Don't try to learn on your own. There's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs when you can just go straight to the front of the line and essentially copy a program. This is what we do, is we copy each other. We copy other effective people that follow this path of real estate investing. So get educated. Don't just throw your money at something because someone says, hey, real estate is a way to create passive income. Yeah, it is, but you got to do it right. And we have a very, very specific model that we follow, whether you go into single family homes or whether you go into multi-family communities. Okay, you can take either path. And during this education process, you're going to most likely realize which path is right for you. Okay, we teach both. When I joined, I went single family. And honestly, I could have gone multi-family. I just didn't essentially have the confidence, right? I didn't know what I didn't know. You'll hear me say that often. One of my favorite sayings in life is, you don't know what you don't know. I went single family. it's working for me. It took me another 5 years before I got into multifamily investing. But we'll teach you both. And during that education phase, you're going to come up with a strategy. You're going to find what works for you. I've seen husband and wife teams where one will go multifamily and one will go single family. Yes, you can do this together. You can create wealth and passive income with the person you love most, with your best friend. It's a lot of fun. 401k investing, talking to my wife, there was nothing exciting about that. You'd get a statement every 3 months and look at it, and then you'd shred it. Big deal. Go buy a house with your wife. Go invest in a multifamily apartment community with your wife or your spouse or your husband, your significant other, that meaningful person in your life. It's a lot of fun, my friend. So step three is education. We'll be right back after a short break with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you're listening to us live and you want more of these Lifestyles Unlimited radio shows, well, you can find us on podcast, okay? Hit your podcast app on your smartphone, type in Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll find us there. You'll also find the Dale Walmsley radio show is there. So you'll get my show, and you'll get the shows from Al Gordon and Andy Webb and Dale as well. But you can find us on any podcast app. And you can also find us at the website if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a radio button at the top. You click on that, and the shows will pop up there. So you can listen to them on your time or backtrack if you missed a couple of the segments. So just wanted to let you know. Also, shoot me an email anytime, any question. That's askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I will respond to you personally. I enjoy helping people as much as I can, as often as I can. Back to how do we achieve the ability to focus on peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness? Well, it's simple, and that's what we all want, but it's simple. If you conquer the wealth portion to a point to where you're financially free or financially stable, then you can devote time, energy, and effort to the other categories. We live in a capitalistic society. Money isn't the end-all be-all, but it's a freedom ticket. It's an opportunity ticket, right? It enables you the ability to do what you want, when you want, how you want, where you want, with who you want. It's just that way, my friends. And there's a whole group of people that think if we tear it down and we share everything, life will be better. It will be a miserable, scorched earth. Trust me. So it is what it is, but we have an avenue to help you create that wealth portion. But before you can start doing that, you've got to go through these six starter steps to financial freedom, okay? You've got to. One was realization. Two, find the right map. Three is education. What is step four? Well, my friends, you're educated now. Preparation. This is where you prepare to act. Some of us refer to it as keeping our powder dry, right? Getting ready to get ready. That looks like good credit. It looks like having some seed capital, right? This is not a get-rich-quick scheme by any means. It takes capital to invest in real estate. It looks like at a minimum $15,000 to $25,000. That'll get you your first house. If you've got more capital, you can move at a higher level, at a larger scale, and quicker. If you have less, you can start. But I know folks that started just like that, 15 to 25. And again, if you start today, the years go by so fast, a succession of successful steps, I think you'll be shocked. You will be shocked at where you'll be tomorrow. This is a business. It's a separate bank account. It's pre-approval, both from a hard money lender and the conventional lender. Again, we teach all this at Lifestyles. It's having your team in place, your vendors in place. That's the people that are going to help you rehab these properties. If you're going passive into an apartment community, you don't need to worry about that step. It's a plan of action, very important, your strategy, right? What are you looking for? Are you looking for a yield play with cash flow or a deep value play, something that you're going to bring up to speed and it's going to have a large, large equity capture? You need to figure that out. Try them both. Have some fun. Try them both. So that was preparation at essentially a 40,000-foot flyover. Okay, there's much more to that step, but I'm just kind of outlining starter steps here for the sake of brevity. Step five, what is step five? My friends, this is it. Take action. Pull the doggone trigger. Take it down. Sounds easy. Took me 6 months once I was in Lifestyles Unlimited. I had already bought that other house, but took me 6 months because the Lifestyles Unlimited model, this house that I eventually bought was a beater. I mean, it was destroyed, at least at first. And I wasn't going to buy it. I was even going to back out of that deal and thank my lucky stars for a Lifestyles Unlimited employee. And he told me, he's like, Harrison, if you don't take action on this house, I got 10 people that'll buy it right now. And he was pushing me. He was standing behind me and he was literally propping me up. And I bought it and it was a fantastic purchase. It was a fantastic investment. Home was in Arlington, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, early 70s build, all brick. But my friend's house was a wreck. College kids had literally cut down walls and, I can go on and on. What's the bottom line? It was one of the best investments I've ever made in my life. Maybe the best for the simple fact that it got me down that road. So I pulled the trigger. You might be thinking to yourself, well, heck yeah, if we're going to go through this whole thing, we're definitely going to take action. Friends, there are thousands of people that go through this whole process, this realization, the map, the education, everything, and they get here and they're just frozen. He who hesitates is lost. They're locked up with fear and they won't do it. I've even had people come to me and said, I went through the program at Lifestyles Unlimited 3 years, 4 years, 5 years ago, and I never bought a house, and now here I am coming back. Don't let fear take over. And what is fear? It's false evidence appearing real. But you didn't know that. It's from Zig Ziglar. That's all fear is. It's an area you've never been. But don't go through realization and say, and the pain of realization, the pain of admitting to yourself that this plan is not working. Everything I was told my whole life and taught wasn't working. Don't go through that pain, get all the way here and not take action. I'll tell you, not everybody wants to be a millionaire. Not everyone. I heard Dale Walmsley say that when he was teaching the two-day program, and it struck me because on its face, everyone, if I said, raise your hand if you want to be a millionaire, every one of you is going to raise your hand. But then when we start digging into the minutiae, what you need to do, how you have to get out of your comfort zone, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. I'll just say it right now. Some of you listening right now are like, I would never buy the houses that you buy, and you've got your own plan. That's great. That's fine. Not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And I'll give you one more little tidbit for thought, another Dell-ism. My friends, what gets in the way of a great life? A good life. Okay, this is all in this step five, this take action step. What we mean by that is things are good. Things are okay. Status quo, we're doing fine. You know, we do this. We take a vacation. Maybe we have a boat. We're paying the bills. and you don't want to look at something different. You're stuck in that good life. And oftentimes it's the good life that gets in the way of the great life, or it's the okay life that gets in the way of the good life. So don't succumb to fear. Don't go through all this pain of realization and not take action. Once you're educated, you've got your seed money. It's a mathematical equation, right? It's the math. We buy these houses for math. We don't go fall in love with them. We invest in apartment communities for the math, okay? So take action. Go through it and take action. You will be so happy that you did. And then step six is very simple. You've just got to repeat what you did. You just got to repeat it over and over and over. One house is not going to retire you. It's going to create $400 a month on average in passive income. I saw some deals come through this week that were a little more than $500 a month. So one house isn't going to retire you. One investment in a multifamily property of $25,000 is not going to retire you, but it's a start. It's a start at getting your life back. It's a start at achieving peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, because you have a check that comes in and month out, virus-free, right? Crisis-free. So my friends, you need to start today to put this plan in place so that you will not succumb to the next crisis. You won't be essentially afraid of the next crisis. You won't be a victim of the next crisis. I purchased 11 houses in 3 years. I am still on this path of realization, the map, the education, the preparation, taking action, and repeating. I changed. A few years ago, I started investing in multifamily properties. Again, it was realization. Hey, I want to do this at a little more higher level. There was a map involved. There was education involved. There was preparation involved. Taking action, right. I had to look at the deal and agree that the deal made sense mathematically. I had to take action and repeat. So it's a continuing process. So my friends, I hope I've had at least provided some information to essentially make you think a little bit about where you are in your stage to financial freedom. Can't wait till next week. I'll be back. But I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle, aka peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.